Jeff is going to take a break, and Ralph Clarkson's going to do some demos for us during this session. So we're going to talk about social software, more importantly, how social software works within the enterprise. Quick raise of hands to those who use consumer-based social software, such as Facebook. Okay, any other social software users other than Facebook? Okay, so probably half the room. Half the room currently is an active user. So what I'm going to do here is just put up a few points about how do we measure the benefits of collaboration. Well, business users generally, and IBM go out every year and they do a CEO study. It's approximately 500 CEOs they survey globally to really understand what are the key drivers within their particular business and within their particular industry. And here are some of the key factors that these top CEOs say resonate amongst their business. One is around operational efficiency. So the other is about competitive advantage and gaining that competitive advantage. Customer satisfaction is a key measurement of collaboration, and also productivity within their own workforce. So to be effective, and also when it comes to social software for the enterprise, we need to combine the capabilities of the consumer-based social software with business-grade controls, such as scalability and security, combine that with collaboration tools that work straight out of the box. And that, ultimately, for us, is social software for business. Within our portfolio for social software in Quicker Connections, we are an acknowledged business leader with a proven track record. We're scalable. Our solutions in social software work in small business, large business. It also works in profit organizations and non-profit organizations. It's a way of working smarter. And to date, through Quicker and Connections globally, there's 44,000 customers. When we start to look a little bit more in depth of the benefits, you can see in the middle there, things like profiles. So it's creating, in the last session we showed some profiles. It's about creating a profile for yourself, sharing information about who you are, what you do, what are your expertise, what are your networks and contacts within such an industry. It's about creating communities to work more efficiently and effectively together. It's about document libraries, storage of documents, sharing documents, forums, blogs, wikis, and also activities to help in any projects or activities that you have within your department. Overall, it's about value. If we look at Connections 2.5, we're working very closely, again, with RIM as a key strategic partner of ours, and also other devices and other partners in there as the iPhone as well. And, of course, this is about taking social software on the road with you. No longer do you need to be sat at your desk. It's portable. It's mobile. So with that, for a quick demonstration, I'm going to hand over to Ralph.
You need to click a couple of times there for me. Oops, and go back again.
There we go.
So as Jasmine, I'm going to review the status updates that have been occurring across my network, and I'm going to look at the new microblogging capability that's in profiles, and then I'm going to review some of the new features in communities, which has been a large area of focus for us in our development efforts around Connections 2.5. So here I am looking at the updates page, right in the home section of Connections, and what we can see is the top updates that have occurred across my social network. And it doesn't matter whether a wiki page has been created or whether people have changed their status updates. Right, we can go ahead and look at some more information here if we want to do that. And if we're not interested in receiving updates from this person anymore, we can remove that from the top update list. So let's go across and look at Jasmine's, or the profiles area here to begin before we look at Jasmine. And here we can see status updates that are occurring. So here's microblogging in action. So you can basically enter what you're doing now and keep track of what others in your network are doing too. So again, with the profile information here, I can go ahead and look at the contact information. Might I have my colleagues over here on the right. Also look at the other activities that are occurring and look at the buzz now. So this is similar to the wall, right, in Facebook, but used internally, right, about what people are doing across the network again. Also look at the social contributions that Jasmine's making to different areas, be they communities, sharing bookmarks, etc. So I'm going to jump into the thermal energy community here. Right, and see the last update there was by Frank Adams. Right, I mean that's with blogs that are associated with this community, being the thermal energy community. Again, have a look, see the members there, come down, right, and we have the forum. So I'm going across to new energy saving study. We can see a new look we've got here to make it easier to follow conversation threads. So back to the community, we see other things brought in out of context. So now activities that are associated with what you're doing in the community can all be tied together here. So really the community homepage here for each individual community can act as a focal point, right, for all the activity that's occurring around it. In addition, we can link off to other related communities, right, to this one, which may have slightly overlapping interests. So here we can go ahead and we've got the ability now to update and change the theme. We supply a number of out-of-the-box ones here. We can go ahead and select the green emerald here and show that. Again, with the idea of flexibility in mind for the community, we can go ahead and rearrange and move the widgets on the page. So we introduce widgets with connections too for the homepage. Now I've extended that further into communities now for each individual community. What we have now is feeds, bookmarks, and wiki is now a new capability in 2.5, which is incorporated with connections 2.5. So here I can go ahead and collaboratively co-author documents with others in terms of changing pages, rich text editing as you expect, and so on. And I can also go ahead and look at the revision history here, so show changes. So the changes that were made from the previous version are highlighted. Right? And I can also go ahead and look at previous versions if that's what I want to do to compare what those were. So here three people have recommended the page, which included me as well. And we can have other sections and a hierarchy of pages within the site to suit what we need in the wiki. And so with the business card for the parent community here, for the Green Hands community, let's go back there. Right, and now we've got the areas over here on the left. We can add widgets as we talked about before. So let's pick a new one. Right, so there's a range available here. I'm going to choose files. Right, and add that to the page. Right, so now I've got a file library associated with the community as well. So this is coming from the Quicker services. And we can see those directly in line here, right, added as another widget right on the page. I can go ahead and upload a file directly. I don't have to navigate across a different interface to do that. Right, and provide that into the Quicker library, right, associated with this community. We can look at the summary, download, and so on. So let's have a look at the library itself directly over in Quicker, so get a sense of where it was. So here's the same list of documents that are available. And of course, we can go ahead and look at the different information here. So let's open this renovation sales pitch. Right, we can see a range of comments that people have made. So again, getting feedback from others about the work that's been done, all in the context here of this library associated with the community. Go ahead and share this with others, if I want to do that publicly or in a restricted way with others. So if you've advanced there for me, Matt. Yeah. Okay, so we can see here that what the homepage and status updates and microblogging let me do is keep in touch with others who are in my business network. Right, and the why I particularly like using the communities pages, of course, is that it ties everything together. Really, it's now been a first-class citizen, if you like. A major aspect now in Connections 2.5 is really the use of communities and tying everything together for the participants. So Matt's driving me along here, and we're going to talk about some more information about the integration of Quicker with enterprise content management.
Excellent. So another element of social software with regard to Quicker. So Quicker, as Ralph mentions, document management, document storage, it's able to do this on an enterprise scale. It's about records management, and it's about storage management. We look at Quicker 8.2 for Domino. It's about customer-driven enhancements. integration with Lotus Connections, expanded platform support, new extensibility options. I guess another comment to make on Quikr is within business, we are reliant on our document storage and our document management. It's a requirement for us to have easy access to these documents so that updates can be made, can be stored, and we can all of the teams can see exactly what's been updated, and we don't have 20 different documents floating around the organization. But there's also a requirement for us to follow corporate guidelines within that. And Quikr, basically, with FileNet integration, allows us to do that. It's a seamless, easy way to store our documents and share these files. With that said,
Okay, so again, as playing the role of Jasmine, what I'm going to do is preview an existing document in Quikr. Right, I'm then going to move that document into FileNet, being the Enterprise Content Manager repository, so we can take advantage of its record keeping and workflows that are associated with documents. And then finally explore some different ways to access the document. Okay, so here we are using the Quikr web interface, and we can create places from a variety of different areas. So here I'm going to go ahead and look at proposal documents in the sales team place. And so here we have documents, and here's the brochure available to us. And we can go ahead and publish this to an external location. In this case, it's going to be the Enterprise Content Management system. Choose that. Right, and I'm going to create a copy of it, right, and publish it. Right, so from a user point of view, no different user interface to navigate to make that happen. So that went across there. So technically, what happened? Well, it went back into FileNet, and I've just refreshed that display here. Right, and we can see that we were able to get that document published there. We can also access this same document. Now, remember, it's just been moved and a copy placed over into Enterprise Content Management, right, in FileNet. Right, so using the Quikr connectors, we can still access this document transparently right here. So here's the sales folder coming across. Right, we're accessing that. We can also access through Explorer integration here with Lotus Quikr, see the team places, go into the sales folder, and there's the brochure that has just been added. Right, so we can see a variety of different ways in which we're able to utilise that integration. You can see it's quick and transparent from a user point of view. Right, it means that Quikr remains as the focal point for user-based collaboration on documents. Right, simple, easy-to-use interface. Right, and the simple integration with Enterprise Content Management, thanks, Matt, basically made it very straightforward, right, for the organisation, right, to take account of the formal records being produced and manage those appropriately.
Thank you, Ralph. So Quikr next. We're looking at integration with Lotus Connections, enhanced notification, personal file sharing. We talked about Xpages earlier, Xpages support, and Mac and Linux support also. That's the next version for Quikr. So I think that we might have caught up a little bit of time on that session. So we're all good to go. So thank you very much for attending that session on social software. Thank you. Now, right, the next one is going to start pretty much immediately on portal and mashups. I'm going to turn over to Mike Hands. So I think if you need to leave or we'll wait for other people to come in, probably have 30 seconds.
No, I'm just going to keep going. All right, am I good? No. Excellent. All right, I thought I'd start. I think my first order of business is a follow-up question to the question that Matt asked initially. So a business-relevant question. Who can tell me the total score of the English cricket team in their second innings in the first test in the West Indies? Very good. And for a follow-up question, a bonus question, where does this rank in terms of the overall worst performances of the English cricket team? Who said third first? Very good. All right, so I think we've... Sorry about that. That was the English coming out of me. So I think we've put that nasty little moment that Matt introduced in this earlier session to bed, and we can move on. Okay, so portal and mashups. My name's Mike Hands. I'm the sales leader for the portal and mashups area of technology within Lotus. Ralph Clarkson is going to be assisting me. As it says here, we've had Ralph the demo god, we've had a wizard, we've had a doyen. Ralph made me promise not to talk about what God might mean in the context of various Greek and mythological gods. Okay, so Portal. What does Portal represent? So exceptional web experiences, excellence in integration and cost savings, and empowering business users. These are the key attributes that we believe define Portal and its role in the overall Lotus collaboration strategy. And many people probably think that Lotus is all about software, and you know, their R&D teams are just thinking totally software, that's what it's all about, it's about technology. Well, actually, what we try and focus on is better business outcomes. How can we provide technological solutions that are going to drive better business outcomes for our customers? Any organisation should be thinking first and foremost about their customers, of course. How to attract them, how to engage them, how to retain them, and how to delight them. And what we're finding, of course, in the market is that competition for these customers is fierce. And with the current economic climate the way it is, it's increasingly fierce out there in the environment. Customers have been flocking to the web, and in increasing numbers, customers are going to the web to satisfy their needs. And organisations have understood this for a number of years, and they understand that by working on their web channel and delivering an effective website, they're able to lower cost of service, lower cost of sales. For example, if you are a customer of a bank and you go into a bank branch and you interact with a teller, that's going to cost the bank between, on average, $14 to $16 for that interaction. Same interaction, same service done via internet banking is going to cost the bank probably less than $4. Right, so they understand that there's immediate cost savings by delivering that same service via a web channel. And organisations have understood this for some time, but what that's really led to is a very much a similar output of websites out there in the marketplace. Customers providing a similar experience, almost a blandness, a sameness about these websites in terms of the content and the limited transactional capability. So the more forward-thinking organisations are now thinking, well, how can we get back to using our web channel to really drive these better business outcomes and attract and retain and engage and delight our customers? And one of the key things that they're looking at is how can we differentiate? How can we really go back to where we were 7 years ago when we were the first ones to really provide these capabilities to the web? What can we do that's different, that's going to differentiate ourselves? And so what they're looking at is how can we deliver a targeted, personalised and collaborative web experience for these customers to provide a better level of customer service. Now, Portal and Mashups are powerful tools that allow organisations to deliver this agile, exceptional web experience. And it's these two things really, the applicability of the tools and the need for organisations to provide that level of differentiation, that's resulted in more than 75% of our current Portal implementations being customer-facing websites, which is very different to where it was 3 or 4 years ago. And what they're focused on is a couple of things. How can we enrich the experience? So adding Web 2.0 capabilities, providing a more dynamic experience, providing a faster experience, providing a more engaging experience for their customers. And secondly, how can we add collaboration? So if the customer can't find the specific piece of information that they need on the website, how can I get that answer? By providing collaboration. So I can interact directly from the website with someone inside the organisation, an employee, that can give me the answer immediately. Social networking, which we've just talked about in the previous session, social networking and Portal has really arrived. So organisations are now looking at, okay, so how can we take Portal, the platform, Web 2.0, collaboration, combine that with social networking and really differentiate ourselves from other organisations and other brands out there. And when they do that, and when we've seen organisations do this, what they've been able to provide is really a seamless integration of the products and services and the people. And not just people inside the organisation, but people outside, and that's where the real value is. Now you're starting to get sites where you can interact with experts, peers and other communities that can provide insight into these products and services, not just from the perspective of the organisation. Right, so you can gain a lot of learning from those other people that are available and interacting via the website. And what does this lead to? So what this really leads to now is you've got a website which has gone from the version 1.0 paradigm of a small group of content authors with inside the organisation thinking this is what the customers want to know, to people out there contributing and actually providing the information that other people want to want to know about those products because they've got the experience. They actually know how they've used them, how they've implemented them, what are the services required, what were the lessons learned. All of that information can then be made available through the interaction of social networking and portal. And so that can take the site to a place where now it's not just a destination where I go to do one specific transaction. I can go there and it can be elevated in the customer's mind where it becomes a trusted resource, a place where it's the first place that I would think of to go and find the answers to the questions that I need answering. And what that can also lead to, if the conditions are right, is you get one of those most powerful sales tools that we'll find, which is a passionate customer advocate who's supporting the products by virtue of their successful implementations of those products. We know from our research that customers will spend more and they're more likely to purchase when another customer recommends a particular item than just the organisation saying, hey, we think this is good. So we can deliver this on a variety of platforms. Of course, we can deliver it to your desktop. We can deliver it to laptops, kiosks, mobile devices, on your TV. Wouldn't you love that? Have that Lotus Notes on your TV. In your car, on a plane, wherever you are. So we have the ability to deliver these same level of services and exceptional web experiences regardless of the environment. Now, for 8 years, so I mentioned 75% of our current projects are customer-facing websites. Really, for 8 years, requirements for portal have been driven from employee intranets, so from inside the organisation. What we've seen over that time is external advances, so things that happen in the consumer space, those advances being adopted and being brought into the employee intranet environment. And that continues to be the case. So customers continue to demand a proven, secure, scalable, personalised and integrated environment where they can bring together the applications, content, collaboration and consumer services both from inside and outside their organisation. And in addition to that, as we now move into starting to see social networking adopted within the enterprise, we see employee networks merging with the employee intranet, and we're starting to see those networks add value as the networks are able to generate information. So the people within those networks are able to find information faster, find the experts that they need faster so that they can ultimately respond to the customer in a faster, more accurate manner. So, of course, it comes at some cost to implement the software. But what we've found is, and what IDC have done, is they've looked at, OK, so what's the total cost of ownership of an implementation of this sort over a period of time? And they've compared WebSphere Portal with a number of other comparable techniques and technologies. And they found that over the period of time, the portal delivers at a 30% lower total cost of ownership. And importantly, it also, so not only does it cost less to implement over a period of time, you're able to deliver applications and new applications faster, 48 to 78% faster through platform reuse. Okay, so it's cheaper to implement over the long run, and you can also deliver new application and enhancements faster. But we're continuing. We want to continue with that. So our goal by 2010 is to be able to deliver that same value to customers at 50% of the total cost of ownership of other comparable technologies. Now, in the second half of 2008, we delivered a significant update, Portal 6.1, which added a whole range of capabilities, including new advances around Web 2.0 and making that easy to add to a portal implementation. For many years, we've also collected portal usage data. And what we announced at Lotusphere this year in Orlando was partnerships with three key analytics vendors. So now that you can use these vendors' partner technology, you can analyse the usage patterns so you can gain greater insight into how people are using your portal implementation, your website implementation, and then target the pages and content accordingly. We also updated the web content management software. Now, web content management and portals continue to converge, in a sense. They continue to combine. And the market continues to grow. And interestingly, our web content management software has been growing at 3 times the market average for web content management, so continuing to be quite successful. We provided a whole range of updates. And at Lotusphere, we also announced an OEMing of the eFox Edit Live rich text editor. So this is a rich text editor made by an Australian-based company that's been quite successful in the market. They've had a partnership with us where you could deploy their rich text editor, and it's entirely complementary to our web content management software. So complementary, in fact, we decided, wouldn't it be great if customers could get that as part of web content management? So that's what we've done. So from version 6.1, every version of web content management will include an entitlement to the EFOX Edit Live Rich Text Editor. So as well as Portal, as well as the Content Accelerator, we're refreshing all our accelerators. So these are the snap-on additional packages that you could add on to Portal so that you can get fast time to value for a whole range of different solutions. So our Collaboration Accelerator features those products that Matt was talking about, Lotus Quicker, Lotus Connections and Lotus Same Time, and as they continue to be enhanced, those enhancements flow through in the Collaboration Accelerator. Our Business Process Accelerator received an update last year. Forms 3.5 was released, including Forms Turbo, which allows business users to create ad hoc business process-enabled electronic forms. Dashboards Accelerator, which allows business users to, again, be able to tailor their key performance indicators to their specific role. We have a new mobile accelerator that's coming in the first part of this year. Our Learning Accelerator, we continue to find ways to deliver the right knowledge to people according to their role. And we'll have a new accelerator this year, the first part of this year, which is a mashups accelerator. So we'll be able to take applications developed by business users, those ones that prove to be most valuable, and we can have them implemented on the secure and robust Portal platform. So I think that's probably enough of me talking for now, and I'm going to switch over to Ralph, and Ralph's going to take us through a demo of some of this stuff.
So now I'm going to switch hats, gender, and become Heather. And so I'm the managing partner of Broken Fence Studios, and I'm going to view my customised profile that the bank's providing for me. I'm going to accept their credit offer they're going to make me, interact with the community they've set up, and then I'm going to contact my branch manager, Frank. Okay, so I've signed into the site, and here I can see a dashboard of the accounts that I've got going, and the balance is currently there. I can see that Frank's been sending me some notifications about things. He's noted the anniversary of my company, and see that I can get a new line of credit. So let's have a look at what they've got on offer there. Oh, okay, so here's this has been personalised, Broken Fence Studios, that's great. Look through that. There's a featured video down here as well. It might tell me a bit more about it, and also some further recommendations. If I need to ask some questions of an expert, then I can go ahead here and contact some people. There's a guy called VJ. Okay, so what would I do if I need to apply for it? Well, we're actually using something they call semantic tagging here, so I go ahead and compare the loan or apply for it. So I'm applying here, and this is coming, I guess, from their Lotus Forms server. Don't know why I'd know that. So here we have the information pre-populated for me, so I can go ahead and submit that through. The second notification here from Frank is about the community resources. All right, so using some of the social networking tools that are available, looks like they've integrated those into the site. Got some blogging going on from the business community, some news coming in from the community. And so I can go ahead here and I'm going to post a new blog entry myself. So I go ahead here and create a blog. So extending my business, oops. I realise that the way to grow is to increase the number of connections I have with others in the community. Save that. And so from here, I want to go ahead and contact Frank. So use this integrated instant messaging capability. Hi, Frank, got a sec. He's coming back pretty quickly. So what's up? Well, I'm pretty excited by the response I've been getting right, from the business network. To the site. Right, do you think I could come and see you to discuss some ideas that I have? That sounds great. I'd love to hear more about that. How does three? So that's great for me. Okay. So that's all there. And so what I've been able to do, right, is go ahead and view my personalised content. I've had tailored service where a special offer because of my 5-year business anniversary. I'll be able to provide a linkage through into the broader business community. All right, and I've also been able to get instant service from the bank in the form of communicating with Frank. All right, so if you advance there for me, Mike. All right, so I'm now going to flip roles and become Frank. Right, so I'm going to respond to Heather's inquiry, right, and then review Heather's activity. Of course, I've lost it now. Here we go. Too many screens. Okay, so here's the chat that I've just had with Heather, still sitting here on the screen. All right, so I'm going to close that off. I was just reviewing my performance objectives when she instant messaged me. And so from here, I'm going to go ahead and review the client history since I'm going to meet with Heather. And so I'm going to pull that up. Okay, so again, I've now got accounts for Heather Reeds. So it should be the same information she had. Right, and over here, I've got some client information right about Heather and also some related activities. So here was that credit offer, which I heard we were putting out for our customers. So going to have a look at that. Oh, that's the information she must have seen. So since she's applied for it, I can check out the actual credit application form. So bring that in from our form server. That's all good. Okay, so that's what's happening there. All right, so now go ahead and I'll close that off. All right, and restore the dashboard. So I've got a couple more alerts here. One is that community resources information I shared with Heather. All right, so there's the text what we sent out in grey there. So let's not look at that again, close that off. And here's an alert. So there's some better options available for Heather's deposit account. So I've been having a look at a monthly cash flow and the cash reserves in the account, and she could have earned an additional $498.02. So I better tell her about that when I meet her, so better take a note of that amount. Okay, so from there, basically, I've been able to look at the information that I wanted, right, about my client. Right, again, that's been personalised to my role, right, and the work I've been doing with her. Right, and I had simple access, right, to everything I needed, the account information, the offers, the communications that had all flowed out from the bank, so all being pulled in from our client relationship management system, right, so I can get this complete picture, right, of what I need to do to manage my clients better.